First of all, the favor of God means that you receive God's special consideration and treatment. It means that God is looking down upon you in a special way, and that God is going to do something special in your life. He's going to, it's important that we distinguish between the grace of God and the favor of God. The grace of God is God's unmerited, what? Favor. All right?
Welcome to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder and dean of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today for the first half of The Favor of God. So if you have your Bible, please open it to Luke chapter 1, verse 28, and rejoin Dr. Glaze for the first half of The Favor of God.
Hail, thou who art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered in her mind what manner of greeting this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. So we want to speak on the next couple of weeks on the favor of God. And the title of this series is Highly Favored. It says that Mary was highly favored, like rain that pours and a spirit that soars. Favor from the Lord can open any doors. Doors that were shut now have a crack. People who were weary now have your back. Some people are astonished, shocked, and amazed. Some people are confused and some afraid. Some are believers while others doubt, but with God's favor, you will never go without when you have the favor of God on your life. The favor of God will find you no matter where you're at. That if you are walking and living in such a way that is pleasing to God, you will be the recipient of the favor of God. Two men crashed their private plane in the South Pacific Islands, and both of them survived, and they were able to make it to this lonely island. And as they laid up across the fuselage of the plane, one man was nervous and the other man was kind of cool and calm. The one man says that there's nobody else on this island. We're here all alone by ourselves. And the other man says, don't worry, I make over $10,000 a week. And the other man said, look, there's no people on this island. We're on a deserted island. And the other man says, don't worry, I make $10,000 a week. And the other guy said, well, there's no water, there's no food. Yo, we're gonna die. And he said, don't worry, I make $10,000 a week. He said, I get tired of hearing, why do you keep saying you make $10,000 a week? He said, because I tithe that my church and my pastor will find us. The favor of God, the favor of God. It will find you. That if you are living in such a way where your life is pleasing unto the Lord, the favor of God will be like that pastor. It will find you no matter where you're at. We see in our text today that the favor of God found Mary. Mary was a poor virgin living in the town of Nazareth, but she lived her life in such a way that God sent an angel. God dispatched one of his messengers right into her presence to let her know. Now, can you imagine what it must have been and how she must have felt to receive the news that she was going to be the mother of the Messiah? Now, notice what I didn't say. Now, I know I'm going to get in trouble, and I probably will receive some comments, some emails, but that's okay. I'm a big guy. I can handle it. I didn't say that she was the mother of God. All right, I didn't say that Mary was the mother of God, all right, because Jesus was God long before he was born in the manger.
And he didn't, you know, so Mary, she was the mother of the Messiah. So let me get that straight now. And again, if you want to send me emails, that's fine. But let me set the record straight that Mary was not the mother of God, as some people teach and as some people say. She was the mother of the Messiah. And so can you imagine how it must have felt for her that here Israel had expected this Messiah to come, and they had anticipated his coming. They were looking for a Messiah, and again, they were a little misguided because they were looking for a Messiah who would come and reign politically. They looked for a Messiah who would come and overtake the Roman government. But Jesus was the Messiah, and he came as a lamb. Now, we studied last Wednesday that one day he's going to come back as a lion from the tribe of Judah, but when he came that first time, he came as a lamb. But everybody expected and anticipated the fact that this Messiah would come. But God appears to this poor virgin in a small northern town in Israel, and he lets her know that she is going to be the mother of the Messiah. And as I look at that and study that, why did God choose her? I'm sure that there were other women that were just as capable and just as qualified as her. But why did God choose her to be this special lady? And as we reflect back on the scripture, we can come up with many things, but I believe that she lives her life in such a way that God looked down, and again, there were probably many other ladies that could have qualified for this position, but something about her attracted God, that when he said that he wanted his son to be born as a human and to come into this world, that he chose Mary. And notice what it says. The reason, why did God choose her? Watch this. Look in verse 28. Why did God choose her? And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee." Look at verse 30. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." Where are you at today? Are you walking in such a way that if God was to dispatch an angel to do something special, that he could choose you, whether it's on your job, in your family, in your church, that God would choose you because there's something special about your life, that your testimony has come before the presence of God in heaven, and God is looking down and saying, "Look, you are highly favored. My favor is with you." Is God's favor with you today? Oh, we need to understand what the favor of God is. And once we understand what the favor of God is, then we will begin with our whole hearts to seek the favor of God. I'm going to ask that you would go to that one slide. What is the favor of God? If you will go to that slide. What is the favor of God? It's two things. First of all, the favor of God means that you receive God's special consideration and treatment. It means that God is looking down upon you in a special way, and that God is going to do something special in your life. He's going to, it's important that we distinguish between the grace of God and the favor of God. The grace of God is God's unmerited, what? Favor. All right? The grace of God is bestowed upon you, and you don't deserve it. John Newton, the guy who wrote the song Amazing Grace, he said, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." A wretch is somebody that don't deserve it. A wretch is a low-down scoundrel. A wretch is a no good, dirty, rotten individual. John Newton said, "That's amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." That's grace. When we are wretches, we need God's grace. And that is unmerited. There's nothing that you can do. As the songwriter said, "Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to the cross I cling." That's grace. That's the grace of God. But the favor of God is that which is earned. It's something special about your life that God looks down and he sees you and he begins to treat you in a special way. I was talking to one of our former members, Brother Tony Nelson, who was a member here when I first came, and he's in Baltimore now teaching at, I believe, Morgan State. But he called me a couple weeks ago and he wrote a book, and he wanted me to go through the book and read all of his scripture references to make sure that he had exegeted them correctly. And so I went through, it's a powerful book. It's for young people, helping them to deal with some of the pressures that young people face today. So I read the book and I called him on Friday and I was telling him, I said, "Man, you did a great job on this book, and you know, I think it's gonna be a blessing to the kingdom of God." And we were talking and he was sharing with me a testimony. He said that he was on a board because he's trying to get the book published and he's been talking to different publishing companies. But he said that he was on a board with a lady who works for a publishing company. And she said that she would design the cover of his book for free. Now, I don't know about you, but it costs a lot of money to have somebody design the cover of your book. And I said to him, as I was thinking about this message, I said, "Man, God has given you favor. He allowed you to be on this board with this lady. And she understands that you're writing this book, and she wants to be a blessing to you. But God spoke to her, and God has shown you special treatment. God has given you special consideration." Just like he did Mary. He looked down upon Mary, he looked at her life, and he gave her special treatment and special consideration. That's what I want in my life. I want to receive God's special treatment, and I want to receive his special consideration. But also we see that favor means that you have the blessings of God on your life. Turn to Psalm 5 and verse 12. Psalm 5 and verse 12. If you've got the favor of God on your life, that means that you have the blessings of God upon your life. Psalm 5 and verse 12. "For thou, Lord, will bless." Bless. So if you've been blessed, you've been the recipient of a blessing. "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with" what? Favor. Favor. So when you have the blessings of God on your life, you have favor. I think of Brother Miles Adams. You know, as I shared with you, I had the opportunity to go and do his wedding a couple of weeks ago up in New York. And Miles is an individual that loves God with all of his heart. I mean, in the message that I'm going to preach, all right, in the weeks to come, I'm going to elaborate a little bit more on this favor. But one of the things I'm going to say down the road is that Proverbs says that he who finds a good wife has obtained favor with the Lord. And so I look at Miles, you know, he has been faithful to the Lord, and he has trusted God, and he has served God with his whole heart, and God gave him favor with a wife. But not only that, I was talking to Miles, and you know where he went for his honeymoon? Him and his wife went to Hawaii. Somebody paid for Miles and his wife for a week to go to Hawaii on their honeymoon. See, that's favor. that's favor. That's the blessing of the Lord, of one of God's servants who has served him, who has ministered for him, and he is now a recipient, not only of a trip to Hawaii for his honeymoon, but as Proverbs says, he who finds a good wife has received favor with the Lord. What is favor? Favor is God's special consideration and treatment. Favor is God's blessing upon your life. Now, if you go back to that previous slide, I want to say now, this is powerful. Now, this guy here, his name is Mike Murdoch. Some of you may have heard of him before. He comes on TV. He's just about on every TV station that you turn to, it seems like to me. Now, I don't agree with everything that this guy says, so I'm telling you right now. You know, I think he's a little word of faithish. So this quote was so powerful that, you know, if I could have used it and put my name to it, then I would have put my name. But I wanted to give credit where credit is due. So I'm telling you where it came from. But this is a powerful quote. He says that one day of favor is worth 1,000 days of labor. Wow. One day of favor is worth 1,000 days of labor. If you have the favor from the Lord, you can have a financial need. And that financial need can be an extreme financial need. And you could go out and get 2 or 3 jobs and work until you pay that debt or whatever it is, until you pay it off. And you can spend 1,000 days working trying to pay off that debt. And if you are experiencing the favor of God, he can take care of it in less than a second. One day of favor is worth 1,000 days of labor. Saints, this ought to motivate us to live right. This ought to motivate us to walk right with God. Because if we will just line up and get in a position where we are pleasing to him, one day of favor, fire, is worth 1,000 days of labor. And I've seen it. I've seen it over and over again in my life. I remember when I was in seminary and we had a growing family. And man, I was poor. I wasn't poor, I was poor. You couldn't even finish poor. I had P.O. That's where I was at. And I remember one Christmas, man, I had kids and me and Angie didn't have any resource. We had absolutely no resources at all. And it was gonna be a pretty sad Christmas. It was one of them Christmases that my dad always used to talk about, you know? Now, I never understood, man. I think my dad was kind of giving me the snow job, right? All we got was apples for Christmas. I said, come on, Dad, man, y'all was eating apples every day. Now what was special about Christmas that you got an apple? Come on. So I think he was giving, but you know, it was one of them Christmases that the best we were gonna have was apples, right? But man, God began to open the windows of heaven and he began to send my children all kinds of toys. I mean, I'm talking about expensive toys. I think 2 of my kids got brand new bicycles. And they got all kind of baby dolls and G.I. Joes and food. I mean, it was turkey and all the stuffings. And we came home one day and there was like 5 big bags of groceries sitting outside of our door. The favor of God. Now I could have had a job, right? I was trying to go to seminary, trying to do what God wanted me to do, be trained to go out and preach his word. And so, yeah, I would see guys, you know, they would talk about how their churches were supporting them and, you know, and they was living on easy street. And I'm saying, man, Lord, where's my blessing at like that? And so, I mean, I was trying to work. I had a job throwing newspapers. Now, you can imagine how much money you're going to make throwing newspapers, right? That was my job, newspapers. And I could have got 10 more paper routes and threw 10 more paper routes and it wouldn't have equaled what God did within a matter of a couple days. One day of favor is worth 1,000 days of labor. And as we see in the Bible, we see that, I want to save that first one for last, but we see that God gave Joseph favor with Pharaoh. And now look at our politicians. You know, what do they do? You know, they go to school, and then they have to, you know, do these elections, and they have to raise a bunch of money to let people know they're running for office, and then they got to go shake a bunch of hands and make a bunch of friends, right? So, I mean, look at the process it takes to become a politician, let alone a governor. And within the thought in one man's mind, Joseph was elevated to be the governor of all of Egypt. And you know what Acts 7:10 says? We won't read it, but if you want to, you can. It says, because God gave Joseph, what's that? What word do we think we're looking for? Favor with Pharaoh. God gave Joseph favor with Pharaoh. God gave Daniel favor with the prince of the eunuchs. He was supposed to eat the king's meat. He was supposed to eat the king's diet. And I was looking at that this morning, and it says that there was an appointed time that they were to eat of the king's food. And they would eat these meats and all these other type of delicacies that the king would design for the people that sat at his table. And there was a certain amount of days. Now, as I read it, I know it was more than 21 days because Daniel and his friends ate their food for 21 days. So this was a long period of time. So Daniel could have ate the king's food, or he could have did it God's way. And the Bible says that God gave Daniel favor with the prince of the eunuchs, and that Daniel didn't have to eat the king's meat, but Daniel ate his own food. And it says after 10 days that the countenance of Daniel and his friends was far greater than the countenance of those who were eating the king's meat. Oh, I'm here to tell you today that if you will seek the favor of God, that it might take the king 2 or 3 months to do something with his people, and God can do it in less time. One day of favor is worth 1,000 days of labor. But here's the one that I want to park on for a minute, because I think that a lot of people are here, and this is the reason I believe that a lot of people are not experiencing the favor of God. Turn to Proverbs 13. Proverbs 13, and this is the reason I believe that a lot of God's people are not experiencing the favor of God. Proverbs 13 and verse 15. Proverbs 13 and verse 15. Good understanding gives favor, but the way of the transgressors is hard. My. See, when we are disobedient to God's will, and we are disobedient to God's way, our way becomes hard. It seems like there are all type of thorns and weeds that come across our path, and we spend our time going and traveling this hard way, and we spend this time in all kind of difficulty, and we spend this time in all kind of trouble. Now, you know, I do believe that, and I was talking to some people the other day about this. We were talking about the doctrine of suffering, and how that sometimes God will allow a person, a righteous person, a person that's seeking him and doing his will, for whatever reason, God will allow him to go through a period or a time of suffering.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. We hope you were challenged by today's teaching. Tune in next time for the conclusion of The Favor of God. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes and outline of today's teaching, The Favor of God, you can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request The Favor of God, or program number 111023. Again, that's 877-831-5060, and request The Favor of God, or program number 11023. Another convenient way to contact us is by way of email, aij@bethanybaptist-pgh.org. That's aij@bethanybaptist-pgh.org. If you would like to make a financial contribution to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, you can send it to the Anchored in Jesus radio program at 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208. That's the Anchored in Jesus radio program at 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208. We here at Anchored in Jesus would love to have you come and visit with us at Bethany Baptist Church. Service starts at 10:30 each Sunday morning. Call 877-831-5060 or refer to bethanybaptist-pgh.org for directions or further details, not only pertaining to our Sunday morning service, but also the various other services at the Bethany Center each week, as well as training opportunities offered through the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, is taken from Hebrews 6:19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude tonight's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.